This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But she now hates food.
She does?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love food.
Oh my God.
Don't you?
Jamie.
Look at me. What do you think?
BJ?
I don't know if that's something I want to go into right here. No.
No. No, tell us how you feel.
Look at me.
Oh, boy.
You think I like food?
Well, occasionally. Let's see. A few times a day.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
I just want to make sure.
I want to make sure.
You graduated last in your class, not first in your class.
I want to make sure.
Mr. President, can you let him finish, sir?
He doesn't know how to do that. He has,
surprised.
You pick
be surprised.
The wrong guy, the wrong night at the wrong time.
Listen.
Guys, come on, guys. Did you watch that last night and think that that's our show right there?
No,
that sounds like us.
I thought, I don't know what I was watching. I mean, that was exhausting.
It was.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was exactly what we expected because you got two guys in there that both have huge egos and they're going to go after each other. It was never going to be a debate. It was just going to be a shout fest. It was exactly what I thought it would be.
It was gross.
And it didn't change anybody's mind.
No, of course not.
Nobody watched that thing yesterday and last night and when it was over, said,
I'm going to change my mind.
I think, I think that convinced me. I'm going to go with the other guy.
That did it for me.
There's so much there. There was, I will tell you something that happened that was funny. And this is a 14-year-old's perspective, right? So I said, hey, you need to come and watch this because it's a good history lesson and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, all right, you know, because 14, this sounds fun.
Yeah. Really?
So he sat down. Well, we have like a, like you do, like a L-shaped or whatever.
Oh,
But we have like all the way around a U. And so he had one corner of the U and I had the other corner of the U. And we're both just like watching. And the next thing I know, both of us are sitting up. Our bodies are both upright going...
Mouth open.
And then my kid looks at me and goes... I think I've had enough of this. I'm going to go ahead and go upstairs. I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
But it never really went anywhere. It was just back and forth, just yelling and talking over each other. And nothing really got accomplished, I don't think.
No, I agree.
But again, I saw what exactly I thought it would be. I really did. It was just going to be
that brutal.
Just a Charlie Foxtrot.
I just didn't think it'd be that brutal. I don't know. The only thing, like, I had some moments of, like, disappointment. I don't know why, because I'm just really... The sick, I guess. I was like, oh man, Biden didn't like lose his mind for a second.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Kind of hoping for that.
I know. Like, I wanted him to like have a little weird, like,
Everybody's trying to figure out a winner this morning. It's according to where you look. Some have Trump win, some has Biden win.
Oh,
nobody won. Nobody won.
I didn't see anybody that said Trump won.
You didn't see any? Oh, I did.
One.
I saw three or four last night.
I never
night.
Saw one.
Yeah.
I was even shocked because even Chris Christie, who was his advisor and helped him, was like, Yeah, that was, no, that was, he came in too hot. That was too hot.
Yeah. It
was
way, I saw a couple last night that went that direction. I don't think anybody won. No, I thought it was just a big Charlie Foxtrot, but it was crazy.
Oh, my God, was it not?
Yeah. My wife wasn't paying attention to it, but it got to a point where she's like, okay, I'm going to sit down and just watch what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Are they going to brawl? Are they going to fight?
I was wondering
that. Are they going to take a swing at each other?
Because they had nothing separating them.
I know.
I wish they had it.
But did you see my tweet about, like, didn't it make you kind of feel bad about your own life? I mean, this is a 74-year-old and a 77-year-old, and their stamina and their fight power and their words were kind of amazing. You know?
I thought it was impressive.
For that old. Yeah. I mean, these are two old angry dudes
that
are just like, rah, 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 rah. And I was like, whoa, this reminds me of my dad a little bit.
Yeah,
they were feisty, no doubt about it.
And a lot of places that you looked yesterday before the debate even happened, they were saying, it's not going to be a debate. This is going to be a show. It's going to be a show. They're going to put on a show for us.
Well,
and that's exactly what they did.
I don't know if that was
pretty crazy.
Show, but I do like Tony, our friend that works here. He said, I'm pretty sure I'm watching my parents fight.
All right, quick break. Here's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started here on this Wednesday. Hope day. We'll be back right after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 601. We have the smoke plume back again.
Yeah, we do. I thought that overnight there was a fire in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I did. It smells. You did too, Carson?
Oh, yeah. We woke up, or I woke up, and I shut the windows because our house just reeked of smoke.
I was freaking out. I was like, uh-oh, there's something close. And then at like 2 a.m., I look at Twitter to all the, because I'm a member of like the forest fires of Colorado and all that. Nobody was reporting anything, but I thought it smelled so close.
Yeah, I was surprised that yesterday that there was no real forecast that this plume is coming back again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we never really saw that. And then we wake up this morning and boom, it's here.
It was. At 2 a.m. it was here. And then even outside here, we're at DTC, here off of Bellevue and I-25. And I was just walking in the door. I'm like, wow, it's even here. You can even smell it here.
Oh, I just saw the map. One of the TV stations was showing how the plume will work today. And it's the entire metro covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's here.
Ugh. Yeah.
All right, so enjoy the air today. You know, yesterday I was telling you, this was off air. We weren't talking about this on air, but remember, I was telling you that my wife and I went to Cabela's.
Yeah.
And we went looking for some ammunition, right? Mm-hmm. And I told you, I said, Jamie, have you been looking for ammo? Because it's just not out there. There's none available. There's a story this morning out of Arizona. An ammo company is backlogged $80 million in orders.
What? Are you kidding?
$80 million. You know what that means? I mean, $80 million is sitting on the table.
On the books.
All they got to do is just produce the ammo. They can't do it. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day they're operating. They can't catch up. $80
million. I had no
idea.
Blows
me away.
Yeah, you know, because now you're making me think, because we were going to go to the shooting range this week, but now I don't want to blow through ammo.
No, I'll give you a tip on how to do it at the shooting range.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
You probably have some ammo. Now, everybody else, you can go ahead. If you go shooting, you go to one of the ranges, you probably should do the same thing. When you get to the range, buy their ammo. Don't use yours.
Yeah, but it's so expensive there.
But I mean, you can't find it anywhere.
Well, that's true.
Once you're out, you're out.
But it's twice the cost.
Yes. Oh, well, yeah.
I know. I'm just telling you. You got to harvest. You see, ammo right now is like toilet paper was.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe we're not going to go because I don't want to blow through all that. But what am I going to do? Like shoot a bunch of people? No. I mean, what else am I going to do with
that? Oh, you need one bullet.
I know. It's like, that's true.
Just save one.
Yeah. Maybe five just in case you miss.
Like Barney 5. Didn't they give Barney 5 one bullet?
In his shirt pocket?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'll be.
I find that just crazy, though.
Really that nuts.
No matter what your company is, forget it. If ammo's not your thing, that's fine. But just imagine having a company, and whatever it is that you're making, you have orders on the books for $80 million. All you have to do is fill those orders.
Hey, BJ, I have some 9mm I can sell you in the back of the alley. for about a grand.
What you need, I got it.
My wife predicts that's going to happen.
That we're going to be selling it in an alley?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Holy
and
crap.
For like very high, like $300 a box or something.
So you really can't find it anywhere? It was just wiped out?
No.
Go, was there shotgun jails? Like shotgun?
Yeah, you can get shotgun. But other than that, you can't find it. And anybody that goes shooting, owns a gun or whatever, you know what I'm talking about if you've looked for ammo. It's just not available.
Yeah,
can't
well, then it. I'm not going to go shoot again. That's crazy.
$80 million.
I mean, it is kind of funny, too, that to go the... If you think about it, we're really dumb. We go to the shooting range, and I know it's to practice and stuff, but we just blow through hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Just did, like, go bing, bing, bing. Yeah. It's just all dumb anyway.
But it sure is fun.
It is fun.
It's fun.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, you know how much I love the Guinness Book of World Records, right?
Yeah, I don't know why. It drives me crazy.
Why does it drive you crazy?
Because it's just so dumb.
There are some absurd things in that book.
Like the biggest hairball ever puked up by a cat.
I'm going to give you two new ones, and you tell me, is this dumb? I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay, first one. A woman has broken the record for hugging a tree. Is that right, Carson?
This is what 2020 has come to. People hugging trees for world records.
She hugged a tree for 10 hours, I think it was, right?
10 hours and 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Good for her.
They don't say what kind of tree.
Well, and like, was she laying down and then she had like this, or did she have to stand?
I think she had to stand.
She had to stand,
yeah,
okay.
With her arms around the tree.
All right. Was it a little tree or big tree?
Nah, never saw a picture of the tree, so I couldn't really tell you.
All right. Just wanted to know some details since you seemed so into it.
The second one, this just happened yesterday. A guy has broken the world record. He's now going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records by cracking 254 walnuts with his head. That's pretty impressive.
Okay, yes, I will agree.
Okay, that's impressive. The tree hugging, maybe not.
Okay.
But that is
walnuts
impressive.
Are pretty hard. I can't even crack those with my fingers.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, like, what made him stop? Because it seems like if you got 240 down, you could keep going.
Probably a headache.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
He had to beat the record of 239.
Oh.
And he had to do it within, like...
Oh, it was a time a lot. Yeah.
I think so. It was 1 minute, right?
Yeah, 1 minute.
That's fast.
Hey, think about that. Yeah. 1 minute, 60 seconds, you break 254 walnuts with your head.
Gosh.
By the way, he's from Pakistan.
Is he single? Because that sounds really like somebody I would...
He's going to need some Advil. Advil actually should sponsor him. That's a great endorsement.
Can you still order the Guinness Book of World Records? I'll bet you can, right?
I don't know. I have a hardback. I have a hardbound edition from 2000. It was called like the, what was 2000? It was the whatever.
It was like a the centennial
something,
or
yeah.
The book had been around for like 100 years or something like that.
Yeah, they put it out. Yeah. And I looked at it once and then I was like, oh, the guy... Those fingernail people, those are the ones that kill me. Have you seen those people?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nasty.
Yeah.
Why do you want to grow your fingernails so they start to curl around?
Right.
That's, see, it even makes me like a little bit.
And I always remember the picture of the world's tallest man married to the shortest woman.
Yeah.
That's you can get it on Amazon, $15.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
Oh, it's on Amazon. Yeah. I may have to order me. It's some good reading.
I did see, I think it was on Inside Edition. There's a woman that's she's a teenager. She's 7 feet tall.
Whoa. Really?
It's so sad. She has to duck everywhere she goes in the house. I'm not kidding.
When you have short doors, no joke.
Yeah, she's just the whole. I'm like, would somebody raise her roof so she grows right? Because she's just walking around like this.
That would suck, you know?
It would suck.
To be a 7'2" or something like that, and it'd be worse for a woman.
Yeah.
Than it is for a guy.
Right.
But to be, you know, if you're 7'4", something like that, and you can't play a lick of basketball, that would suck.
Yeah, because she's really uncoordinated.
No athletic ability.
None at all.
Her mom comes right up to her hip.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's really odd. I felt bad for her.
That's somewhat of a curse.
I know.
It really is.
It wasn't like, it's not like any kind of disease or weird thing, you know, whatever that, you know how like, it was not a thing. It's just, she was just born like that and she just kept growing and growing. And then they showed her, because she's a teenager, at the bus stop with all the other kids.
Yeah. She's taller than the bus.
Oh my, yeah, it was kind of, I felt bad for her. I actually did feel bad for her.
Yeah. Oh, it would suck. Yeah. It would be a curse.
And
it
then
really
they
would.
Put her, like, so she got on the bus and she can only sit in one seat. And then she put her legs out to give them, stretch them. And they went like all the way down the aisle.
She's got to take up two seats.
You could stop now.
All right, I'm sorry.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Woo! How about that debate? Yeah! That was something.
Well, they're still going, Jamie.
Oh, folks, do you have any idea what this mom's doing?
Call it
socialized medicine.
Mr. President.
I'll tell you what. He is not for any help for people needing health care.
No, he's not.
Because he, in fact, already has cost 10 million people their health care that they had from their employers
because
of his recession.
Oh, they're still at it.
Man, that is pretty cool for 70, 74 and 77-year-old dudes.
Yeah, they sparred.
Man, they just went at it. It's like, whatever kind of multivitamin they're on, I want to take it.
Yeah.
Because that seems to really get them going.
It's like two old guys just fighting over their lawns or something. Yeah.
There was a rumor. Now, it's only a rumor that they were juiced up just a little bit.
Oh,
last
I bet
night.
They were.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they were juiced up with. Like, what, green juice?
No, not juice. That's a term that when you get, like, one of those shots in your butt.
Oh, like where, B12?
Where it picks you up, and all of a sudden, you got more energy. You stay awake.
It's a B12 shot.
Is it a B12?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was thinking more like Adderall or something.
No.
Maybe a bunch of Red Bull.
No, their heart would go to. No, it's a B12 shot. No.
Remember that? I mean, it was circulating over the past couple of days that one wanted the other to take a drug test.
I know. Remember? Yeah.
That's what it was all about.
No, B12 shots are really, really common, and they do give you a little bit of zest. I know that Ozzy Osbourne, right before he gets on stage, they give him a B12 shot.
They do?
Yeah.
I've never had the shot. I've taken the drops under my tongue.
Yeah.
I don't feel any effect whatsoever from that stuff.
Yeah, I've had the drops too. I don't feel anything from that.
Yeah.
The B12 shot, I don't know if I'm thinking, what's that thing called where you think it's working? If I'm doing a placebo thing where I'm thinking it's working, but I do drive faster after I have it.
You do?
Yeah.
And that's surprising because you drive fast now.
Because I get a Castle Rock CryoCare.
Yeah.
I get a B12 shot and then I get like zinc and I forgot what all he puts in this one concoction, but it's just because I'm a little bit anemic. So it just helps you, you know, get all your nutrients. And then you pee bright green. It's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
With the B12 shot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I might have to try it.
Just for fun.
Just for the green.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Right.
You know what I would like to try, though? I'd like to try one of those oxygen bars.
I've never tried one of those.
I'd like to try that because they say that gives you a lot of energy.
Well, yeah. And on that Justin Bieber documentary, he has an oxygen chamber.
Yeah, it's like a cryo chamber. Yeah, that he goes
into.
That's
not cryo. That's an oxygen one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cryo is that cold stuff. Oh. Yeah.
They freeze you.
He wouldn't be able to breathe in that sucker. But no, this is an oxygen chamber. And Haley has to zip him up in it. And then he says he calms down with all that oxygen in his system.
Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
Can you look and see how much an oxygen chamber costs?
An oxygen chamber?
That'd be a great
like
thing
to have
at home.
Or here.
No,
yeah,
a studio.
Plates.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could jump in it, you know, maybe all together during commercials or something.
They started about $9,000.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They have a payment plan?
I'll check.
I'd be afraid I'd get stuck in there.
Really?
And then run out of oxygen because it's sealed.
Yeah.
And so my biggest fear, because that's why I don't scuba dive either, is I would probably have a panic attack in it and think like, oh my God, I can't get out.
Right.
Yeah, I hate tight spaces like that.
And then knowing that if your oxygen gets shut off, then you're in that tight chamber. I don't know. I don't think
I've ever had pure oxygen.
Probably.
So I don't know.
You probably did, like, if you had surgery.
I had surgery. Now, I had some oxygen at one time because
maybe
I had that knee replacement.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a very high dosage of it. It was just a little steady stream.
Well, it's supposed to do all kinds of amazing things. Although, I will tell you, I've been putting that Oxygenator 8000 on my finger. Man, yesterday I fell to 77.
Ooh. Oh, man, that's terrible.
No, that's death.
That's, like, real bad. Yeah.
No, that's death.
I said it's terrible. Death is terrible.
So then I moved my finger and went back up to 92.
Oof. Oh, that thing's finicky, I feel
you
like.
You need to throw that thing away.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
I'd be going to the hospital.
I know. I was like, oh my God, 77. It's a thing that you test your oxygen levels if you have COVID. Because right now, well, when it was really high in the pandemic, yeah. They were sending people home with the finger thing.
Yeah.
You put your finger in it and it tells you what your oxygen levels are in your blood by the light piercing through your finger. Not piercing, like, ouch, you don't even know. And so what happens is then when you get to 86, if you get to 86, then you have to go into the ER. And so Mia, who had COVID, she's the one that told me about it. So I was like, I got to buy that up.
Yeah, anything below 91 is considered bad.
Right.
Do we have any oxygen bars here?
I don't know.
I'm sure we do. I know.
Probably up in the mountains.
Yeah, and we have a bunch of IV bars too as well, which are awesome.
Well, Castle Rock Cryocare, because I love that guy. Sorry. Yeah. We do IV bars.
Oh, it's amazing. It makes you feel so good after a long night of drinking.
I'm not doing the IV.
Why?
I don't like needles.
Oh, that's right. You can barely feel it.
Oxygen bars in Denver.
There are?
Yep.
Cool. I may have to go to one today.
You're not
get all juiced up.
Where are you getting it, really? No, it was crazy because I was reading all about this, the COVID finger thing. And so in Colorado, we're like, 90 is even kind of okay for Colorado. But I was reading about that girl that died of, I think it's called FACE or FAPA or whatever. But it's where it's altitude sickness. And do you know, she was like this college student, and she was over, I think, in Steamboat Springs, and she was hiking with her friends, and she didn't really show any signs. She wasn't huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
She was just kind of tired. She kept telling them, I'm really tired. I'm really tired. And she actually died of altitude sickness. Yeah. Her body wasn't getting enough oxygen.
I've had it.
It's crazy. I've had
it. Now, I didn't have it, obviously, to that degree, but I used to fly out here back in the day. I would fly out here from Tampa, Florida, and I was coming from sea level.
That's what they said was the worst.
Yeah.
San Diego people and you. Yeah.
I would come out here and get into a hotel. Once I landed, I would get the worst headaches. I couldn't even go into the stations to do the job. I'd have to stay in the hotel room for 3 days and then fly back home.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't even get out. And eventually, when I moved here, eventually I got acclimated to it, and I don't get them anymore.
But I would have loved to have that little finger thing, put your finger in there.
Yeah.
See what your levels were.
Well, they were bad.
They were bad. Yeah, I was. I will tell you, so my kid and I were doing the little pulsinator, and he's like, so, if you would have smoked, it would have been really bad. And I go, you know what the crappy part is? I said, Dylan smokes pot every day. Oh, my kid was so disappointed in you.
Oh,
he was so bummed.
He didn't know?
No, he didn't know. He was so bummed. He's like, aw, no, really? I'm like, yeah.
Sorry, Spadil.
Yeah.
He's so bummed.
Disappointed a 14-year-old.
He was really bummed out. He really was. I go, well, Carson doesn't because Carson's an athlete.
Well, don't tell him how much I drink.
I did tell him that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I did too. No, don't worry. I don't know why it hit him so weird. It was just, he's like, he was just so deflated. It was weird.
Oh.
Anyway, all right, let's do some tabloid trash. First of all, keep on singing. Don't stop singing. You're going to be a star someday. You're going to make all the people happy when they come to hear you say, I don't remember Mama. She died when I was born. We lived in a one-room shanty, but Daddy tried to make it a home. Do you know who died?
Yeah, I don't know that song.
You don't?
But I know Helen Reddy
it's
died.
Helen Reddy, yeah.
Her big song was I Am Woman.
Yes, it sure was.
Yep. That was the big one, right?
So my mom had that album. And I took out the sleeve of the album, and I would sit there and try to make my voice exactly on tune with hers. And I knew every word to every song because of that sleeve inside that album. Because my mom and I would just sing.
Yeah.
Oh, such memories.
Yeah, I don't remember much of her career, to be honest with you.
No, I mean, she did it because of my mom.
My mom used to play a song called Delta.
Delta Dawn was a flower you got on.
Okay, yeah.
Could it be Delta Dawn? Rose from days gone by. And did I hear you say he was
okay,
with you
Jamie.
Today? Take you to that mansion in the sky. She was 21 when her mom still called her baby. All the friends around town
would
call her crazy. Cause she walks around with a suitcase in her hand. Looking for something tall dressed man. And they say, everywhere.
It's like a human jukebox. I love it.
Crazy.
Every word. And you know who else knew every word? Because he and I were tweeting each other. Jeremy Hubbard.
Get out of
here. Yep.
I would have never pictured him a big Delta Dawn fan.
But it was the same thing. His parents had the album.
Well, yeah, we all grew up with that. They were massive hits back in the 70s, I guess it was, right?
So Jeremy Hubbard and I had like the same childhoods, and we were like, la 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 about it last week. It was like we were one. Jeremy and I.
Really?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Over the death of Helen Grady.
Bonded.
Really.
Bonded for life.
And then I told you yesterday, what did I say yesterday?
What?
I said Mac Davis is going to die, and guess what happened?
He died.
He did die.
Oh, boy.
Did I not tell you that yesterday?
Yeah.
I said,
yeah, he was in bad condition.
He was in bad shape, so he died too, so that's sad. All right, let's see here. Do I have some? I have a lot more because I feel like I did oxygen talk for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want me to continue? Or are you done, or... How are you feeling?
I'm pretty done,
really?
Actually. Really?
Because I have so much more.
Well, you can save it.
Okay, I'll do that.
There's still 3 hours of this. Oh, boy.
All right, there you go. Tell me, Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We can see the smoke in the air this morning. Man, this smoke plume is pretty thick today. It rolled in here late last night, and it's supposed to be around all day today. What did they say? It was equivalent to, like, smoking two packs of cigarettes or something?
I thought it was more than that.
I don't know.
It depends on how long you're outside for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought they said for, like, 30 minutes, it's equivalent to two packs of cigarettes.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
Two packs.
Is this coming from California?
No, this is Colorado.
This is Cameron?
Yeah.
And Wyoming. We're also getting that fire
that
in Wyoming, too.
That huge fire in Wyoming. Yeah,
it's local.
Yeah.
Local
that's,
smoke.
That's bad.
It's pretty nasty.
Bad stuff. I did see on the news everybody evacuating from Napa Valley. Did you see all the homes that were going up in Napa Valley?
I did.
Oh, my God. And some of the, I'm sure you've stayed, too, at some of those really nice resorts.
I've never been there.
You've never been to Napa Valley?
Nope.
What?
Why would I?
Because it's wine country. Everybody goes to Napa Valley.
I've never been.
I've never been.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's gone to Napa Valley once.
No. I didn't. Ever drink wine? I think I might have drank wine once or twice in my life.
I know Schmidl hasn't been to Napa Valley.
Schmidl, have you been hanging out in Napa Valley, Eddie?
No, I've never been.
Yeah. You guys have never been on wine tours in Napa?
No, I'm not a big wine guy.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to be a wine guy. It's a thing.
I feel like you do.
I know, because I go to breweries, but I don't like really the brewery beer, but I'll go.
but when you get to Napa Valley, I feel like that because I've seen it on TV. And I feel like that you just take, you know, a ride to a winery and you sit there and you drink and then you go back to your hotel and the next day you go to another winery and you drink again and that's all there is.
Okay.
There's no amusement park or anything. I want an amusement park.
They have croquet.
Oh, great.
I'm not even kidding.
That'll get me there.
I'm not even kidding. I stayed at this resort and I was like, they have croquet? Who goes outside and plays croquet?
Seriously, who does that as a pastime?
And they have outfits. You have to wear all white.
Oh, really? No.
I've got neighbors that just got back, and they went out to California, and they were going to go up to Oregon and into Washington, and they were doing a wine tour of the wineries, right? They were doing the wine tour for 5 weeks.
Oh, yuck.
5 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, and I tried, when they were telling me about it, I tried to act excited for them.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. Because I can't imagine. I figured 2 days of that's plenty, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a weekend.
That's all you need. Yeah. They went for 5 weeks hitting every winery from Central California all the way up the coast. Now, they had to cut it short because of the fires the smoke. They got into Oregon, and they said that you couldn't even breathe. You couldn't leave your hotel.
I bet. Well, I was watching, like I said, I was watching the news, and Aunt Becky's niece, what's her name? Cameron, you know, from the show.
I don't know.
No, you know Aunt Becky from Full House.
I've never watched Full House. Do I look like a Full House expert over here? Are you kidding?
Anyway.
Full House.
Anyway, the Olsen twins' older sister, I think she's on that show, Cameron something, her house, she took video, and they had to evacuate, and the fire was just right on each side of the road. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
And I mean, some ginormous mansions are just being burnt up. It's really crazy. You can't find it either.
Why can't I not find it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. It's happened once.
Hey, Schmidl, do you know Full House?
Not really. No.
All right, cool. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Rebecca?
What about Rebecca?
Is that...
No, it's okay, Carson.
I don't know. I'm trying to find it. It's bugging me now.
Cameron. It's okay.
She's Cameron on Full House. Well, she's her real name's Cameron. She's a Cameron, and she really burned. Loves her husband.
Yeah, there was a fire.
She
yeah,
loves
we're
her
good.
Husband a lot.
All right. So Spadell, what is this audio? What is this student here with this Zoom call?
She got caught talking about how sexy her teacher is in the middle of class, and everyone could hear.
Hey.
Well, let's hear some sexy talk. Here we go.
This man is so sexy. Are you kidding me? I will listen to anything you say.
Figured out that she's... We are recording, so let's go ahead.
Oh, no! That's horrible!
She's on a Zoom call with a bunch of people.
Oh, my God.
Left her mic on.
This man is so sexy. Are you kidding me? I will listen to anything you say.
Figured out that she's... We are recording, so let's go ahead.
You know, I feel bad for these teachers because that's happening a lot. People are recording them and making little memes of them and stuff and sending them around to their friends and everything. Oh, my God. They're right on film, you know, right there.
Yeah, and there was a story yesterday of a kid, and I think the parents are suing the school, but he was, 11 or 12 years old, and he was on one of these calls, and the teacher spotted a gun. In the picture, in the video, right?
A BB gun, right?
Turned out to be a BB gun, but they suspended the kid for having a BB gun.
I need to remind my son to, because he has a big old gun in his room.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just a CO2 cartridge gun.
Yeah.
But I need him to close that closet, don't I?
Yeah, you should, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a big black one. I mean, it looks like an assault rifle, but it's a CO2 cartridge
gun. You wouldn't know the difference, though, if you saw it on a Zoom call.
It doesn't have an orange tip or anything.
So these, I guess the teacher saw this BB gun, which didn't realize it was a BB gun, I guess, and they suspended the kid. From how do you first of all, how do you suspend somebody that's on a computer at home?
There was one kid here in Colorado that got the cops called. The cops showed up because he was moving a gun on his desk, and it was just a Nerf gun or whatever. But
still, it did happen in Colorado. I remember that. Yeah, that I need to tell him to take that. Yeah. I didn't even think about him having his closet door open, and then that would be behind him.
Yeah, you got to go into the room.
Oh, my God. I'm not kidding, because the way it's set up, you could... Oh, my God. You would be able to see. I'm going to text him right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If he's on with the teachers.
Yeah. Oh, crap. Okay, thank you. Thanks for that.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 7:06 here on this Wednesday morning. Big debate last night, if you want to call it that. I think it was just more like a fight or something.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see what the numbers were on that.
Yeah.
How many people watched it?
Here's what I heard now we don't know the true numbers, obviously, but they were saying yesterday that it could have easily hit 115 million.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I guess in 2016, a debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, I think, hit 83 million. And they're saying last night probably will surpass 110 million.
Boy, I sure didn't like it. I have to tell you, I didn't get any joy from it. I it was really uncomfortable for me. But yet I had this weird psycho part of me that I couldn't turn it off either.
Like a car wreck.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, it was horrible.
That you have to see, even though it's not really all that good TV.
Yeah, I don't know why I stuck, because I was like, I was getting anxiety watching it. Like, I can't do this. You guys are making my heart like kind of palpitate here, and I need to. But then I was like, okay, just 5 more minutes. It's so weird.
There was a lot going on. I only watched it for 30 minutes. Yeah. That's all I could stomach. God.
Really?
Yep.
It was bad.
Vote and let your senators know how strongly you feel. Vote now.
Are you going to pack the
court? Make sure you, in fact, let people know.
He doesn't want
to answer
the question.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Well, you couldn't even keep up with it.
You couldn't
even keep up with what people were saying and what their point was. It was completely lost, you know?
All I know is that when Melania walked up there, I was like, does she really have sex with that guy?
That's a fair question.
I know. And does orange just rub off all over the sheets? Is it just all over his pillowcases? Did you see the line from his hairline to his face?
No.
The orange line?
I almost
zoomed in on it and took a picture. I can't decide if he tans or if that's tanning cream.
I
feel like
know.
It's cream. You know, because of the line. I was like, why wouldn't... It seems like you're the president. Wouldn't somebody blend for you? Wouldn't they get a little blending sponge and blend it into your hairline?
You would think so. If it's cream, you would think right. so, right? All right, there's a study out this morning of 2,000 Americans, parents, that is. Did you know the average parent is no smarter than an 11-year-old?
I believe it.
This is crazy. Math and science are the two topics, right? Two subjects. Mm-hmm. And they say that the average American parent is no smarter than a sixth grader.
Well, especially with the math.
Oh.
Oh my God. We were just talking about that, how we went from Common Core to Singapore. So we had Singapore math, we had Common Core math, and then we had some other kind of Vietnamese math. I don't know what the hell that was. I don't know. But I mean, it was insanity.
I was always pretty good at math, but I couldn't do it today. I couldn't do it with what, just did homework that I've seen for other kids or whatever, fourth grade, fifth grade, whatever. I couldn't do it.
Get ready, because Frog's going to bring home those math equations. You're going to be like, what?
Hey, we're going to have to get a tutor, because I can't do it.
I can't do it.
I don't know anything about it, man.
You're not going to be alone, because none of us can do it, especially with all these. They don't do 4 + 2 anymore.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's not 4 + 2 = 6. It's like, how did you get to 6, and how did it make you feel?
You got to know the common denominators, all kinds of things.
How did a 6 make you feel?
No, I'm just kidding.
Are you kidding?
I'm just kidding.
You know, I find this to be a compliment.
Yeah.
That the average parent...
It's 6th grade. Oh, that is true. Okay.
...has the knowledge in math and science of a 6th grader. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Take very nice. And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
So there's this woman, I think her name is Cherry or Sherry or stupid. I can't figure it out. She needs a hobby.
Why, what's wrong?
Well, she's really upset that I think that having sex with Donald would be cringeworthy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that bothers her?
It really seems to really bother her.
She's riled up.
She is really, really, really bothered by that.
Wow.
But listen, we can all think of people that we think it's cringeworthy to have sex with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at me.
Oh, I don't know. I tap that.
Oh, you Oh, thank you.
Well, especially after you said nice things in that article about me.
Yeah, I had to, though.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, wait. I didn't really.
Wait. There was an article. They did a whole article about BJ in radio, and he said really nice things about me. I mean, like, super duper kind things about me.
Right.
But now you're saying you had to.
Well, I knew you'd read it eventually.
So it was an obligation.
It's the right thing to do. Well, there are things I wanted to say, but I didn't really go there. No. But you're welcome.
Well, forget it. I won't tap that now.
No, I meant every word of it.
Sweet.
I was just joking with you. I meant every word of it. I did.
You forgot to mention Carson.
You know me. I'm not one to.
Who cares about that guy?
And you forgot to mention Schmidl.
Well, they ask about you.
I'm just kidding.
Right?
Yeah, they did.
Remember in the article, they said, what's it like working with her?
And they said it like that?
Yeah.
Could have left that part out.
So I had to kind of twist it around a little bit.
Right. I'll make it okay. All right. Well, thank you anyway. Yes. Thank you. It could have gone really wrong.
Yeah, it could have.
It is hell. Let me tell you, it's hell. All right, let's see here. I have lots to tell you. First of all, Patrick Mahomes. He is 25 years old, and he could be worth $500 million for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's going to be a daddy.
Yeah, this was brilliant on her part, okay? If you don't know the story yet, he is he married or about to marry?
I think they got married.
Didn't they announce? I think they announced engagement, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's been with this girl since high school.
Right.
And how perfect is this? He signs a deal worth $150 million. Well, they're saying it could be half a billion, right?
Yep.
And the first thing she does is get pregnant.
I know, right? Mm-mm-mm.
What a move.
I mean, come on. The timing.
It does
sound... they have been together since they were in like high school. And you don't get knocked up till he gets a $500 million deal.
The timing is a little bit suspicious.
I love her.
Set for life.
Yeah.
But I do, I mean, I in all seriousness, I do love that they have been together since high school.
Yeah.
Because then you know it really hasn't been for the money. So that part's really...
But you got to figure that this is somewhat of a shock to him. Because there's no way they sat down and planned this to have a child while they're... And announced she's pregnant while they're engaged.
Yeah, that's a bastard. Little baby bouncing bastard.
You know what I'm saying? You would wait until you would go ahead and get married, and then, you know, just on the looks of it. But I think she...
You think she trapped him? Don't say that!
No, I'm thinking she was pregnant before they even got engaged.
Oh.
Could have been the case.
And that's why he proposed.
Because they knew she was knocked up.
There's a lot of different angles here.
I just, you know, okay, let's... You guys think back to when you were 25, okay?
Okay.
And you made $500 million.
You just lost me.
Yeah. Do you want a baby?
Exactly.
I mean, because it doesn't really, the car seat doesn't go in the Ferrari.
No.
It doesn't really.
You would hold off for a couple of years
and
at
enjoy
least.
The ride.
Enjoy the money that you just, you know, signed on to.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I mean, I just wait a little bit. Be smart.
Instead, it's all going to diapers.
It's a little suspicious.
And I bet you anything. Well, I don't know because they're not married yet. They're just engaged. But I wonder if he'll make her have a, you know, sign a prenup just because they've been together since high school.
I doubt it.
It'd be insulting at this point.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, because she stuck with him back when, you know, I mean, they didn't know that he was going to be this big of a superstar. Nobody ever knows, right? But she stuck with him from high school on.
I was with a very, very, very famous quarterback in a golf cart. Mm-hmm. Very famous quarterback. Very famous quarterback in a golf cart. And he had maybe had a few cocktails. And he was perhaps saying things about his wife. And I go, dude, if you're so miserable, why don't you just divorce her? And he said, and I quote, we don't have a prenup.
Ah.
Wow. A very famous one.
Very famous.
Very, very, very.
Worldwide famous.
Yep. That famous. I was like, wow, you're staying with her because you don't have a prenup? That's horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway. Very. Moving on.
Okay.
Would you like to? Estee Lauder just sent up some makeup in a spaceship for $127,000. I don't get this at all.
I don't get the makeup thing.
Me either.
I like the angle of the toilet, though. There's a toilet going up, too, right?
Yeah, the toilet went up. That toilet was $23 million. And then, of all people, Carson's the one that told me about the makeup.
Yep, they paid, Estee Lauder paid $28,000 to set up some makeup to the astronauts.
What do you subscribe to, Makeup News?
Listen, they're bragging about it because it's the first beauty brand in space.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that's for.
Do you have your Makeup News notifications on?
Right to my phone. Breaking news.
Yeah, why do you know that? That's a good point.
But they sent up, and I guess the rocket went yesterday, but they sent up a toilet. How much is it worth?
$23 million.
How in the world do you have a toilet worth $23 million?
I think that's your space poo technology.
Woo!
Yeah, so that's why it's so expensive. That's my guess.
Yeah, I would think up there that you could just kind of toss it out the window.
Just let it float out.
Yeah. I mean, that puts a new term to floater.
I mean, look how big space is.
Yeah.
I mean, we leave satellites and stuff up there,
that's
right?
True.
I mean, who's going to notice a little poo flying around?
Wow. All right. Yep. There's an idea. I get what you're saying. But,
yeah.
Cosmic turd.
Yeah, it'll just drift off. You got to figure at some point it'll, you know, turn into a meteorite or something.
Yeah, a giant poo comet.
The poo comet. Oh, my God. What in the hell with this show? All right. Anyway, so yeah, all that stuff's going up there. Some makeup and I almost said the S word. And a blanket. But anyway. By the way, they're saying that the word crap show, but with the other word in front of it, crap show will be the new 2020 go-to word.
Really?
Because that was the most tweeted word last night on Twitter was the word S show.
On the debate, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, okay. They were saying it over and over.
Well, you know, I personally, for me, now, I don't know how everybody else viewed it last night. I thought we got exactly what I was expecting. I didn't think at any time that these two are going to stick to any rules. They're going to talk over each other. They're going to name call each other. They've been doing it for months anyway. And I thought the show was exactly
the show.
It was a show. It wasn't a debate. That was not a debate. They weren't going to follow the rules. They're the kind of dumb rules anyway, you know, letting somebody talk for 2 minutes. You got a 15-second rebuttal, and then you got a 1 minute. They're not going to stick to that.
I just didn't like the moderator. What's his name? Charlie? Charles?
Chris Wallace.
Oh, Chris. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. He'd start giggling because he was so nervous and out of control.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his either.
Because, you know, he lost all.
He lost all control.
Yeah, so then he'd just be like,
it was like trying to herd cats.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was bad.
I found it entertaining.
Well, you would.
I would, right?
I love crime shows.
I love crime shows. I liked it.
I say for the next one, we stick him in a UFC ring and just let him go at it.
I was thinking mud wrestling.
Grease them up?
We'd oil them both up. Yeah.
I'd love that.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. Yeah, but then that tan would come off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be bad.
I think if you oiled up Joe, I think he'd be hard to catch.
I do too.
Yeah, he's a slick little rascal.
Yeah, I do too. And I think that Trump would just kind of lay there like,
yeah. He'd look like your Thanksgiving turkey.
He would.
Belly sticking up, yeah, arms up like this. Nice bronze color of a turkey.
Did right? We just have our two presidential candidates wrestling? And yeah.
Sure did.
I just want to make sure that I didn't just imagine that. Because I'm pretty sure this is the only show doing that now.
We're being kinder than they were last night.
Well, that's true. Man, they start calling each other names and everything.
He called the president a clown.
Clown. I'm like, Joe. Wow.
He did something. Joe Biden did something that, and both of them were all over each other. But he did something that you wouldn't even let your child do. He told him to shut up.
Would you just shut up?
You need to shut up, man. You'd put your kid in timeout if they said something like that to somebody.
Yeah. I did notice, though, that Ms. Biden has a very wide ass. Did you guys notice that?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I never saw her.
Oh, my God. Well, she went up to hug Joe, and I was like, whoa, that is something. I never noticed because I never see her from behind. Huh. Yeah, it was big.
Yeah.
I mean, like, but more wide than voluptuous.
Yeah.
More like flat wide.
Flat wide.
Yeah.
Flat wide.
Like a big screen TV or something?
Yeah. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just an observation I had. It was late.
I missed that.
It was very, very late. Let's see here. Oh, I know. Did you see this? Pierce Brosnan is selling his Malibu home. This is ridiculous. So I guess when he did the movie, hold on, I think it was called Die Another Day, one of the Bond movies, he got a huge, huge bonus because the movie made $500 million. So Pierce Brosnan told his wife to go build any house she wanted. Build your dream house. So she did. And it was right on in Malibu. They're going to put it up for sale for $100 million.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah, it has 120 feet of Pacific Ocean coastline. And it's $100 million. It's the eighth priciest home in California right now. That is a lot of money. And speaking of Malibu, they're saying there's the new Malibu of the Midwest. Guess where the new Malibu of the Midwest would be?
Malibu of the Midwest.
Yes, it was just voted Malibu of the Big West. Midwest, not Big West.
Arkansas?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Arkansas?
I thought maybe the Ozarks are somewhere in there.
Oh, I was like, aren't they landlocked?
I'm going to go.
You, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm trying to picture something would be Malibu.
Okay.
I'm going to go Iowa.
No. Schmidt?
Denver.
The hell's wrong with him?
We're not in the Midwest, are we?
No, I don't think we are.
I think we're considered the West.
The West, yes.
Yeah.
It's Sheboygan.
Wisconsin?
Yep.
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Malibu.
Uh-huh. That's not really Midwest either.
Didn't they just burn to the ground?
Who? Sheboygan?
Yeah. Wasn't it up in that area where they had all the riots and stuff?
Sheboygan?
Sheboygan. No, that was Kenosha.
Oh, Kenosha.
Yes. Kenosha. Wait, what? That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Okay. It's Sheboygan. It's the new Malibu of the Midwest. It was just named that. And I've never been to Sheboygan.
Me either.
I've never been to Wisconsin in general.
No?
I've been to Wisconsin, but I've never been to Sheboygan.
Yeah, I kind of want to go.
I like the name, though.
This is a sad story and my final story. A chef in New York, one of the, like, the big, you know, Michelin chefs of the world. Like, I mean, he like studied his ass off. He's like amazing chef. To get a Michelin stars restaurant, whatever, is a big deal. And they work tirelessly for this. He has lost his taste from COVID.
Oh, that's not good.
No, that is like, can you imagine? He said he hasn't had it. He can't get it back. It's been gone for 4 months.
Now, is that going to keep him from cooking?
Yeah.
That's what he lives for. I mean,
and then you taste everything when you're a chef.
Yeah, but you could still do it.
But you can't still taste your product.
You know the recipes in your head. I mean, you could still perform.
But you know, you do salt to taste. And everything's to taste.
No, that would be devastating.
Oh my God, I know.
Oh, I agree. I think it's devastating. But I don't think it just completely takes you out of the business.
I do.
You do?
Yeah, you can't smell. You can't taste.
Well, but you get what I'm saying.
It's like if our tongues were cut out.
Look, I understand if you're in the NBA and you lose a leg, you probably aren't going to play anymore. Right? I get that.
It's the same.
But I don't think it's the same.
It is the same. If you can't smell and taste.
All right.
How are you going to know if the fish is good? They do that all the time.
You could smell it.
Hello!
You can't smell it or taste it.
You said it was taste.
It was smell and taste. It's all gone.
It's a 1-2 punch.
I think he still could do it.
He wouldn't have the passion, though.
Spadil, can you try to track him down? I want to see if he wants to quit or not. I don't think he wants to quit. I really don't.
All right, there you go. Tell the trash.
I'm just saying. It's the BJ Jamie Morning Show. What did Frog say? We'll get to that, too. That's coming up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. We have a smoke plume in the air all day today, and man, the air is nasty.
Yeah, somebody just texted us and said, it's raining ash right now everywhere.
Wow.
Ugh, that's nasty.
Yeah, our view, we can normally see downtown and the mountains, obviously, but today, nothing.
Yeah, we're on the 11th floor, and usually we can see, but nope, not today.
You know, there's a story this morning, too, of this 5-year-old kid that saved his mom's life, okay? He called 911 using Amazon's Alexa, okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, I guess you can.
Did you know that?
I had heard it with a COVID victim once that was at a nursing home, and she had Alexa, and she did the same thing.
Now, I don't want to say.
I know, don't say it.
I don't want to, because if you're listening to the radio and you've got an Alexa, it will call.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it will call that.
411.
Yeah, those numbers.
What's 411?
Information.
That's an info. Yeah. Okay. That's an info line.
Yeah, right? So you go, Alexa, call 411.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you just called 411 for a lot of people.
That's right.
But I didn't know that it would call the helplines.
It does amazing things. I don't know why you don't love this Alexa. You're the one that gave it to me. Listen what I do. Here's what I do every night. And I've told you this. It's a beautiful thing. Alexa, play rain sounds. Okay, Jamie. She even says my name. So then I hear rain. Right? And then I'm like, okay, I can't hear this all night. Alexa, play rain sounds for 15 minutes. And then she'll say, okay, Jamie, I'll turn it off in 15 minutes. And then I'll say, Alexa, wake me up at 3:50 a.m. Okay, Jamie, would you like the weather and all kinds of, like a motivational quote when you wake up?
Ooh.
She gives me all kinds of options. Look, I love her.
When I go home during the day, I'm the only one there, okay? I kind of like that. I like the feeling, you know, alone time, right? When I have her plugged in, I feel like somebody's there with me. And it just makes me feel weird.
But she does all kinds of things.
But I don't have anything I need her to do.
Well, you love the weather. Like, you could say, Alexa, what's the weather today? And she'll tell you.
I'd rather look at my phone.
Well, you can just lay down in your lounger and not have to look at you. Yeah, you don't even have to pick up your arm. There's no arm movement.
All right.
Mine's always trying to sell me something.
What?
Yeah, she's always hawking products at me.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't know.
She just
especially with the music. When I tell her to play music, because I do the free. I don't do the whole.
Yeah.
I don't have an Amazon music account, so she's always trying to push that on me. She's very pushy.
So if you say, Alexa, play me Post Malone. Little Posty, yep, as you call it, right? She says, you can buy it for 99 cents.
She's like, I can play unlimited Post Malone music for a fee. Would you like to sign up? And I'm like, no.
Really?
And she's
she
like, all right, here's some music related to Post Malone for free.
Oh, mine doesn't. Mine's, yours is a bitch.
Do you ever cuss her?
No, but I make her play fart sounds all the time. Yeah, Alexa, play fart sounds.
Here's a good juicy one. That's what she'll say.
Yeah.
She will.
I'm not going to plug it back up. I'm sorry. You talked me into it.
And she plays hide and seek.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
She plays hide and seek. It's amazing.
How well can she hide?
I know. It's crazy. It's so,
I know where she's at. She's on the counter.
No. You hide. And then she's
I hide.
You hide. And then she's like, are you near a refrigerator? And then you yell, no.
I got to do this.
It's so cool. And then she figures out where you are.
I'm not plugging it in.
Yes, you have to.
I'm not.
It's so awesome.
No, I'm not going to play hide and seek with Alexa. Are you kidding? Next, here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Whoa, frogs say.
What did frogs say? Get out your phones and text. What did frogs say? What did frogs say?
You on text data with 51059, you'll take a stab at it, and Carson will take a stab. What did frogs say coming up?
BJ and Jamie.
What did frogs say? You know it's hard to guess. What did frogs say? Get out your phones and text. What did frogs say? What did frogs say?
What did frogs say? Here we go. Carson will take a shot at it. You can do the same thing. On the Texanato line at 51059. Here we go. What did Frog say?
Short story.
Oh, this is an easy one.
Here we go again. What did Frog say?
Short story.
All right.
I'm not going to guess because I think I know it.
I think I know it too. I think I nailed it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Toy Story.
Story.
51059.
I think it's tell a story.
Hear it again.
Story.
Or four stories. Or
listen, yesterday
hot dog.
He said cash, and there was no C A S H. It's got to be Toy
he
Story.
He said, I have no cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said I have no cash. He's broke.
Well.
And broke is a joke.
Yeah. The kid, he's not, he doesn't have a job yet. Yeah. He's running low.
Wow. Somebody says Carson's a real dummy.
It's Toy Story.
Okay. That's your guess,
that's
right?
My guess.
All right. When we come back, the answer. What did Frog say? Take a guess at 51059.
Story.
BJ and Jamie.
What did Frog say? You know it's time to guess. What did Frog say? Get out your phones and text. What did Frog say? What did Frog say?
What did Frog say here on this Wednesday morning?
Story.
I think you're right now that I hear it again.
All right, your guess, Carson, was
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
All right, Spadil, the answer is
Toy Story.
You're in trouble. Yeah. I got this kid pegged.
Okay.
That's all a right. Little strong.
Okay. All right.
God, the enthusiasm is a little much.
We'll pick up the competition for you. We'll have to pick it up. Take it to a new level.
Wow.
Hey, Spadil, can you find a story for us?
Okay.
It's about parrots that cuss.
Oh, I saw that, actually.
I did, too. Okay. Oh, my God, that's so funny.
There's parrots that were in a wildlife park, and they now have been removed because they're swearing at the customers, the visitors.
Yeah, so who taught them?
I don't know.
The visitors?
Yeah, I saw what you saw just now on one of the news stories here.
I am so.
But I'm curious.
I am too, because did like some little kid just sat there and go, damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it. Damn it.
And do you think they moved the parrots, or do you think they put them down?
I don't think you put down a parrot for cussing. I don't think you shoot the damn thing.
Okay, that was a little over the top.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, these parrots are cussing at the guests that are coming through the wildlife park, so they have to remove them.
But they're saying really bad words.
Yeah.
Like really bad words.
I think you have to put them down then. I do.
God.
next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Whoa. Show, live here on this Wednesday. Oh, by the way, coming up in about 25 minutes or so at 8:30, we have another Chromebook to give away.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you still have time real quick, alice1059.com to register. Man, I am sneezing my roof off.
Yeah.
Oh, this is horrible.
This smoke, it's only going to get worse today, too, they say.
My God. Do you panic? Like, I know we've talked about this before, but I just sneezed. Does that make you guys panic like I have the vid?
No, not at all, because okay. We quite understand what's going on today with the air quality and everything.
Horrible.
But if you start, you know, getting a fever or something like that, losing your sense of taste.
And smell.
And smell.
I think I can smell you. Come over here. Let me sniff you.
No, you don't sniff other people.
I'm like Joe Biden. Let me smell you.
Hey, Spadil, were you able to find the story?
I was able to find the story, but no audio.
Okay, all right. No audio. So what's the story?
So a zoo had to remove parrots after they were swearing at guests over in the UK. And it was also teaching the other parrots how to curse.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, wait, here's some audio. I did find some audio.
Well, I don't know if I got the beep right.
No.
Okay, all right. I got to put my finger on this button over here just in case. All right. Here, I was trying to imitate one of the parrots.
Don't say what you were doing. That ruins the joke.
Okay, this is real audio.
Nailed it. That was good.
I didn't know if I had it all out of there. So yeah. So there are five parrots, right? Mm. And they had to remove all five because once one started, it taught all the others how to curse. And the every guest that was coming. And these parrots are saying some bad things.
No, like even the C word.
Bad things.
Yeah, Christmas. No, but you know, can you imagine you have your little boy, you're walking hand in hand to a little, you know, bird sanctuary, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, mother, you're like, what?
Yeah, they egg each other on.
What just happened? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a little over the top. What do you do with them, though?
You seem really obsessed with this.
Well, I don't know where you go. Where do you put them?
Well, they separated them for now, so they're just all in different parts of the sanctuary right now.
I think you put them in a nursing home.
A bird nursing home?
I think no. I think the old people would just get a kick out of them.
Yeah, I think it's not a bad idea.
Put them in
a
nursing home.
Be like the entertainment for the day.
I mean, you couldn't give them to a school. Okay, no, but you could put them in a nursing home.
Yeah,
you're right.
Old people love dirty jokes.
Yeah, they love. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, those birds would have a great home.
My grandma had a bird. I think I told you, Granny O. Her name was Opal, and she had a bird named Pete, and he died, and she got another bird, and you know what she named him?
I'm going to say the obvious.
Repeat.
That was the obvious.
I'm not kidding. Isn't that adorable? His name was Repeat.
Oh. Pete and Repeat,
yeah,
right?
So cute. Yeah. You know, I feel bad because I always question people that have birds. I don't know why. It's just a thing, like, because I don't get it. They just poop everywhere. But then I found out my super cool neighbor that I really dig, she has birds. So now I can't be judgmental.
Yeah, the bird thing's a little weird to me, too. Birds and snakes.
Yeah, the snakes.
Snakes are weird.
Snakes,
yeah.
I think people that have snakes is kind of... It's kind of crazy, all right? Yeah. Bird people, that's a little different. It's a little different.
But they love them, but I like her a lot, and so now I have to, I don't know.
I
used to really judge bird people.
I have a buddy that has an African gray. Have you ever seen the African gray? That thing is so possessive of him that it attacks his wife. He had to get rid of the bird eventually.
Really?
Yeah, because once he got married, this was several years ago, that any time that bird was out of its cage, it would attack his wife because the bird was so attached to him and was jealous.
Well, and that's the thing. They scare the hell out of me. What if they go rogue and, like, peck your eyes out?
They can.
I know.
Does she let him fly around the house?
Yes.
Oh.
And then they just And she's like, he's supposed to poop there. Well, okay.
He's supposed to poop there?
Is that designated poop area?
I'm like, he knows where to fly and poop, really?
Is there a tarp there or something?
There's a thing.
So the bird knows.
But how do you train it in mid-flight to know where to...
birds are smart, though.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
I don't know.
I've always heard that.
Why do they call you bird brain then? I mean, I was called that a lot. I thought it was because we were dumb.
Hmm.
Whoa, I'm smart.
Well,
I wouldn't go that far.
All right, we'll take a quick break.
BJ and Jamie.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people on
word of mouth.
So just send us your
text. Word of mouth.
The only reason why we do this feature is for that.
It is.
I'm not kidding.
I don't even care about the post.
No, we don't care at all about the post.
All right, Facebook's word of mouth. People post the craziest stuff, and then you get a lot of replies. On this one that I have here, Jamie, I think the reply, and you'll figure this out as I read it to you.
Okay.
But I think the reply is a setup. He's trying to bust this lady, okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, this is exciting.
Suzette. Okay. This is Suzette. She says, lost. Black chicken. If you see a black chicken walk around the neighborhood, please call this number. And obviously gives the number. And that's it, right? Then there's a person that comes back and says, I hope you found your chicken. Did you get a variance from the county to have chickens in your neighborhood?
Oh. And what'd she say?
But then the person says, because I want to get some, but they say I'm not zoned for it.
Oh.
But I think that's a setup.
I get what you're
saying.
You
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
JB is the person that wrote that. I think JB is kind of like your HOA lady. Wall around.
Yeah. The president.
He's
right?
About to bust the black chicken lady.
Yeah. Wow. That's good.
Don't you think?
Okay. Can I just tell you that people spend a lot of time doing crap like this? Trying to solve mysteries like that?
They get into the weeds.
What do you mean?
You got in the weeds in that whole thing.
I did?
Yeah. It happened on, I just signed up for Word of Mouth Aurora.
Yeah.
And I got accepted, which I'm very excited about. Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Thank you. I know.
Great neighborhood.
Yeah. I think I'm members of, let's see here, Brighton, Aurora. I got Castle Rock, I got Highlands Ranch, and I got Parker.
Oh, man, you got some real good.
Yeah, I'm on fire. I'm
all right, now what do you mean?
Thornton's still pending, which I don't understand. I feel like I'm a good person.
Yeah, I'm doing a background check on you.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe you've got to meet some criteria for them.
Well, because people get into the weeds. What I'm saying is, for example, yesterday on Word of Mouth in Aurora, a lady said, can somebody please go to this hotel and help my husband and my daughter get a part for their car because they're driving to Texas? Well, then everybody was suspicious of that.
Well, that sounds suspicious.
Because people are like, why don't they just Uber? And then somebody's like, shut up, Dan. Maybe Uber's too expensive. And then they're like, yeah, but why would I go to a hotel where a man is there with his daughter?
Yeah.
That one
it's
was
a little weird.
That is a weird
to
one,
go
right?
To go pick up a car part?
And then she said, look, you guys, all I'm asking for is for you to pick him up and go to, whatever, the Napa or whatever the place is, and get a car part and take him back to their hotel. And everybody's like, I'm not doing that. This sounds fishy.
Well, there are certain places that they'll bring the part to you.
Oh, they will?
Some places will.
Oh, I'm looking for a truck battery. Can I get a truck battery brought?
More than likely. You
Should
can
I
get
put
a
that
service.
On word of mouth? Should I put that on word of mouth?
Yeah. I feel like you're mocking me.
No, I really am. I need a battery for my Jeep. I'm not even lying.
They'll give you some advice.
Yeah. I don't know how to put it in.
Yeah, we'll call a place, and I'm sure they have courier services that they can...
But will they put it in?
Well, the place I go to, they put it in for you. Right, I went to Discount Auto Parts. Okay. Right. Discount does it.
All right. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Oh, we were talking about this lady and her black chicken. I don't know if she ever found the black chicken, but I feel like this guy is trying to bust her wanting to see the paperwork that she should have chickens, you know?
Right. I got that one. So. And then there's just lazy people. We have that a lot. Have you seen all the lazy people that just want to know, like, where's the closest Wendy's instead of Googling it? This woman said, I just moved here. There are no furniture stores. Where should I get furniture?
Oh, my God. It makes my brain hurt.
I know, right? They're so lazy.
Right. That is very lazy.
Yeah.
I've got a guy on here that you can tell with his neighborhood that he's a little... He's a little upset.
Okay.
He's a little upset because he goes, howdy, I just thought I'd give a shout out to my neighborhood. You know, I've lived here 5 years and none of you have talked to me.
Oh, that's so sad.
My name is James.
That's hilarious.
Oh, let's call him and be his friend. That's so mean.
He's lived in this neighborhood for 5 years and not one neighbor has
spoken. Does he leave the house? Oh, I'm with him, though. I don't want to talk to my neighbors at all.
Oh, my God. That's so sad.
There are some angry people. I got this one. To the bee at the clubhouse who gave me the finger when I honked my horn and waved at you. I was just trying to tell you that your phone is on top of your car, Karen.
What?
Oh, that's a good
that
one.
That is a good one.
That's a really good one.
You honk the horn, you get flipped off. But you're trying to tell them that their phone's on the top of your car, kiddo. What are you doing?
Kidding. Oh,
unbelievable.
God.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people
on word of mouth.
So just send us
your text word of mouth.
I love that. I do. Too cool.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. John Hickenlooper is running a commercial right now with Corey Gardner cutouts.
I know. Okay.
This is great.
I don't know if you've all seen it, but Hickenlooper is in the middle, and Corey Gardner has cutouts on each side of Hickenlooper, and he is a tiny man.
He's like 3 feet tall.
But BJ said that he thinks that Hickenlooper did that on purpose.
I do.
Yeah.
Because, well, he's only like 3'5".
He's like a Polly Pocket.
He's taller than that, isn't he?
I don't know. I've never been around Corey Gardner. I don't know.
I will tell you, though, it's brilliant. It's brilliant to do a cardboard cutout and to make it about a foot shorter than the guy really is.
I know, right?
That's funny.
He looks like a little kid, and he's just picking him up, moving around.
And he's moving him around and putting him under his arm. I don't know. All this politics has just gotten out of control. It's just crazy.
That's funny, though.
It is funny.
Every time he comes on, I just laugh because poor Corey, he doesn't even come up to Hickenlooper's belt.
But isn't Hickenlooper really tall, though?
Well, we met him down at the, Denver Day of Rock,
yeah,
I think it was,
like
under the tent.
Maybe tall.
I think he's only right around 6 foot, maybe.
I don't know.
Well, Corey Gardner's 3 feet, according to the commercials.
I know, but all these commercials, like, the whole private jets and the Teslas or whatever he's driving.
The Maserati sports cars.
Yes. Not just one of them, but several. I don't know. Everything's crazy.
All right. Disney says they're going to lay off 28,000 people.
Ooh, yeah, I saw that.
I know that Disney is part of ABC and that whole, you know, that big company they're part of and worth billions of dollars. But, man, they are taking a hit in California.
Yeah.
For that park not to be open, I saw somewhere where they were losing like $60 million a day.
Yeah, they even tried to yesterday get it passed where they're going to be forced to open. I mean, asking them to, like, let it up because we're dying here.
Who was making the request? Disney?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
To the governor?
Yes.
That's what it was, right?
Saying, please, let us open.
Disney was saying to the governor, like, look, we're drowning here, man. Mm-hmm. We're sitting on this theme park. We got 28,000 people. We're going to have to lay off cast members.
Now, the 28,000 people, is that also the movie company, too? Or is that just Disney? Like, is that just...
According to this, it's the park.
Mm-hmm.
Just the park alone.
Just the park alone,
Holy
yeah.
Hell.
They have all those cast members, you know, if you go into certain, I don't know, I guess they have like stage shows. And
plus they have the hotels.
Yeah.
All that right there on site.
This is cast members. So you know, like when you go there, if you're eating breakfast in one of the hotels, you know, Minnie comes in, Pluto, and everybody comes in. And they're doing that all over the park. So you've got thousands of people that are participating.
So Minnie lost her job.
Minnie has lost her job, yes.
So based on this, it tells me they don't think they're ever going to reopen.
Yeah, it sounds to me like the governor said no. That they issued that request, which you were reading yesterday, and he must have said no because today's announcement is we're going to lay off cast members, 28,000 of them, too.
That's
now, we had a couple of states yesterday where the governors actually opened them back up.
like crazy people.
Full tilt.
The Florida opened all the way up, and I was watching it. They opened all the way up, and they said no mask needed.
Yeah. Restaurants and bars, full tilt. Yeah.
Yeah. And so did Tennessee yesterday. Their governor stepped up and said, hey, look, you know what? We're not going to mandate this any longer. We think people are being responsible, and we're just going to let the restaurants and the bars and gatherings, whatever.
Tennessee did that even after the Titans got the vid.
Yeah, sure
well,
did.
That is
dangerous. All in the same day.
What the hell?
That's crazy. Yeah, it was breaking news yesterday for the NFL that the Tennessee Titans had three players that came down with a vid, right?
Yeah.
And five coaches, I think.
Yeah, and they just opened it all up. Ah, what the hell?
That story's kind of suspicious.
Which one?
The Tennessee Titans story with the NFL.
Oh, why is that?
I'll tell you why.
Okay, go ahead.
Because you and I both said that we believe that the National Hockey League covered up their vids.
Oh, they totally did.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know they had them.
Oh, they totally had them.
Yes, they had them. They're out there on that cold ice. It's a perfect place for the vid. Okay?
No.
But they didn't tell anybody because they didn't want to stop the game.
Exactly,
right? Well, guess what? They make the announcement yesterday. The three players and five coaches. You know the coaches are around all the players. They all came down with the vid. But they also said that it appears that we can clear all eight people by Saturday.
Isn't that suspicious?
What?
Yeah.
They'll be fine to play on Saturday?
We're going to play on Sunday. We're going to clear everybody on Saturday.
Yeah, because they're just, it's going to magically go away, right?
Now, from what I understand, if you get the vid, it lasts 2 weeks.
I don't even know.
That's what I was told.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what we've all been told, that the quarantine is 2 weeks, right?
And automatically, you're out for 14 days.
How do you open up on Saturday?
Are you sure that they're playing? I thought that they were getting replacement players. I thought the two guys that have the vid, why am I saying the vid?
Well, the teams are playing.
Yeah, but those guys aren't playing. They're all quarantined.
Yeah, but your entire team, if you've got five coaches that have it, your entire team should be quarantined until you see.
Look, we thought you had it and only you were quarantined.
Look, I'm just going by protocol.
He was still gone for 2 weeks, though.
Thank you, Carson.
Well, I know, but he would have. We should have all been quarantined.
Yeah, they don't care about us.
No, that's what I'm saying. Based on what he's saying, because the coaches are around him and all that, then everybody should be quarantined. We all should have been quarantined when they thought you had it. That makes sense. They didn't. They made us come to work.
Well, they're going
to
play. They're going to play on Sunday. I just find it highly suspicious.
The whole thing. But, I mean, are you like me now? The word virtual goes through my spine.
I hate it.
I don't know what it is about that word. It's something like virtual anything. And you guys, I still can't watch TV. I hate it. I hate all the, like Ellen, I haven't even gone back to. I tried one day. I still can't do it. I can't watch any of it.
The Tonight Show does a pretty good job of it because it's basically just him and the Roots hanging out in the studio. They did have John Cena on last night. He was in studio.
In studio?
First person to be in the studio with Jimmy Fallon.
I don't know. I don't know why I can't get used to it.
But
it's really bugging me. So I find now, and this is really bad for network television, I find now with me personally, and I think you would agree, that I'm just now on my phone more.
I am too.
I don't even
watch
it.
And the sports are back, especially with the NFL and college football, whatever. And college is letting people in, but pros, it's still difficult to accept that there are no fans in the stands.
Yeah.
The game's just not the same.
And all the TV shows, I don't know, you guys. America's Got Talent, all that stuff. I just couldn't. I'm so used to. Obviously, I'm in a rut in life where I can't accept change.
Yeah,
that's what that tells me, doesn't it?
Well, I wouldn't be that hard on myself.
No, because it is cringy. America's Got Talent, the way they did it, and they were performing virtual. I hated that.
I know. It's making me crazy. Yeah.
I hate the word virtual now.
I do too.
I'm starting to hate the word Zoom. Zoom's never done anything to me.
Okay, you know who I want to throw punches
to
because we're going to play this game. And by the way, feel free to chime in on what you're hating right now because I feel like it's freeing. 510-59. I hate the newscasters that sit 6 feet apart, and I know that y'all were just hanging out together.
Right.
That's such bullcrap.
Or the ones that are still at home.
Oh, my God, that one too.
Yeah. What about the word new normal?
Hate.
All right, that game was fun.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so we offered you the opportunity to get off your chest what's bugging you, what COVID terms are bugging the crap out of you. Well, here's what they have to say. First of all, somebody says, I never want to hear or smell hand sanitizer ever again.
Amen.
Ever. Hybrid schedule. Cohort A and B. Unprecedented times. Challenging times. I hate COVID, masks. Quarantine, 2 weeks to slow the spread, virtual, social distancing. Man, you got a lot. Contactless. I'm sorry, didn't somebody contact it when they made it? let's see here. The new normal, hate. Let's see here. I now hate now more than ever in these unprecedented times. We're all in this together.
Yeah, well, that's good that you got to vent this morning. Yeah, right? That's good. Maybe you get it off your chest. That way you're not, you know, flipping people off as you're driving to work this morning.
Exactly.
So we're all good. We're good. Good.
Somebody else said, hey, BJ, they just reported another Titans player tested positive for the vid.
Oh, but they'll play by Sunday.
They'll be healed up.
It goes away by Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It goes away. It's the 3-day version of it.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fine. All right. Excuse me. Yesterday, I talked about Naya Rivera, sister. Okay, remember the girl that was from Glee, and she drowned while her 5-year-old was on the pontoon boat?
Yes.
Right? Well, then yesterday, the reports came out that her sister, who's a supermodel, moved in with her ex, the woman that perished, her ex-husband, and that they were seen holding hands. Well, these two now have come out, the sister and the ex-husband, and said that we are all disgusting for even thinking anything like this. I just read it. I didn't know. I feel bad.
I feel like they were talking to you.
I know. I do, too. But I just read what I saw, which was from TMZ, by the way. Don't shoot the messenger.
So the speculation was that, wow, already he's moved on with the sister? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the speculation. But they're both now saying, whoa, you sick son of a... You know what I'm saying?
And then we found out that we said Carson would shtup Bree's stepsister, but then Carson said, no, she has mental problems or something. I forgot what he said.
Bad person.
Bad person.
Yeah, she's a bad person, so he wouldn't do it. Yep.
Thanks for bringing that up.
And we couldn't pay him enough or something.
Something like that.
Yep.
We never did find out what made her a bad person.
No.
She smell or something? Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
She have an odor?
Yeah.
That's for another day.
Why is he wiggling? Well, he's wiggling. Oh,
maybe one leg shorter.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is her name Eileen? You see what I did there? That joke made it better.
Great.
Anyway, so here's what the sister is saying. She took to Instagram and said, in the darkest time of my life, the only thing that is important to are my friends and family showing up for my nephew, even though I can't show up for myself. She says, I am not concerned with the way things look because no one can see each agonizing moment we are enduring. What matters most is I've learned to show my compassion, not to judge others, and never take a moment of life for granted. I hope you can all do the same. And then he went on forever. He was really mad. But basically he said, look, this is the closest thing to a mother she has, and we are living together, and that's how it is, and we're not shtupping.
I believe him.
You do?
I do.
He was very compassionate.
Yeah,
right?
Because they're very adamant that nothing's going on here, folks.
Yeah.
We're just trying to cope.
But the reason why this whole thing came out and everyone was making a big deal of it, because they were holding hands. That's still a flag to me.
It's interesting. I just don't want to slam people that are grieving.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a fine line for me. But, so let's say my sister passed away. God forbid. I don't think I would hold my brother-in-law's hand.
It seems a little odd. It really does.
Yeah, I don't know.
But there are handholders. Like my girlfriend handholds and it bugs me. Please don't.
I could see being in a situation where if my brother died, maybe his wife and me trying to console her. That you'd hold their hand or something, maybe? I mean, I could see it. And it's only one picture and that's all there is.
That's true.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we'll leave them alone.
Good.
Yeah. But
get some more evidence.
I just read it.
I feel like you started this whole rumor.
No, I did. How could I start? heard it. I don't even know how to pronounce their names.
I feel so bad for them.
How can I start a rumor about people I don't know how to pronounce
their names? I apologize on Jamie's behalf.
Just you wait. We're going to find out more details. Just you wait.
You know, sometimes grieving, like my dad, my mom died, and then the boat next to us, we had houseboats. Then Pat, her husband died, and then my dad started stooping Pat.
Yeah.
Well, look at Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
And his new fiance.
Look, guys, you can't base all of life on Bob White and Dog the Bounty Hunter. Okay? All right. Two bad examples.
That's all we got.
Two bad examples. Okay?
You might be right. I feel like Angelina Jolie is a very difficult person, you guys.
I do, too.
Did you see that she made Brad quarantine for 2 weeks when he came back from France?
She did. Punishment.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what it is. It's got nothing to do with the virus. Yep. It's punishment.
So if you don't know this, Brad went to France and stayed at the chateau they both own, Angelina and Brad, with that hot young chick, Nicole. He went with her. And then when they came back, he was supposed to have visitation with the kids. And she's like, nope. You have to wait for 2 weeks.
Yeah, because you've been in France with that
whore.
Well, I said ho. But.
Hey, ho. Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. All that is she's mad and she's punishing him by, which is really a bad situation when you're using the kids like that.
I agree.
I think that's just absolutely horrible.
I think she's told them a lot of crap, don't you?
Yeah.
And gotten in their heads and stuff. I don't like her. She's so bitchy. Ugh. Yeah. But we didn't like her in the beginning when she had vials of blood around her neck. And
she was weird.
And she was making out with her brother. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was creepy.
Ugh,
I don't know. Anyway, who cares? All right, moving on. Let's see here. Oh, God, you guys. So I think that sometimes that we should do like a documentary of behind the scenes of what happens when the mics go off. Because Carson is the weirdest mofo in the world.
Why? What'd I do?
Because you told BJ and I in detail for about 2 hours all the details about the Weakest Link last night.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Were you not like sitting there like, oh, my God, when's this story going to be over?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's one of my favorite shows growing up.
You can't tell.
Oh, my God.
I guess it aired after the debate last night. Is that what happened?
Ask him.
Oh, Carson, I guess it aired, right?
Yeah, it was the reboot, the first episode with Jane Lynch hosting, and she did a phenomenal job. Although, I do have a complaint. You know, because back in the day, with the original host, she would go, "You are the weakest link. Goodbye." And then Jane Lynch is just like, "You're the weakest link. Bye." It's really, it doesn't do it for me. It doesn't get me going.
Really?
Come on, other people thought that. Same thing. I know they did. Yeah.
Where is the other lady then?
I don't know.
I think what happened to her is I think she quit because people were so mean to her. Yeah. Everybody hated her for whatever reason.
But she played the part. She was supposed to be mean.
I know, but I mean, like, I feel like she really got bullied. I mean, people were so mean to her.
I don't think I ever watched that show. I don't even know what it's about.
Do you want to get a, here's what it would be like.
BJ, I hate to tell you this, but you are the weakest link. Goodbye. Felt like you were there.
Yeah, I may not watch. I'm probably going to pass.
That's what you missed.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, I think I'll just...
I'm going to sit that show out.
Oh, come on!
I got a feeling that you're going to update me every week anyway. Oh, and by the way... Don't you have the masked singer tonight?
Oh, yay!
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, there you go. My favorite band, BTS. Woo! Love them. All right.
Oh, by the way, they are on Variety Magazine.
They are?
Yeah, they just did the photo shoot, and they're going to be on Variety Magazine. I didn't even know there was a Variety. And and they each get a page. Man, they look sexy.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'll have to pick that up today. Yeah. I've been sitting up late nights to watch Jimmy Fallon because they're on there all week long.
Yeah.
And so I'm exhausted today.
I know, man.
But I got to sit up and watch the guys, you know, BTS.
They're fantastic.
They are fantastic.
Nah.
I was just telling Jamie about my speeding ticket. And I thought I did the right thing. I thought I made the right move. I mean, I calculated everything on this, okay? Yeah. So I'm driving down the road. It's a 45. I'm doing 55.
Whoa, you're crazy.
Maybe 57, okay? Something like that. He pulls me over, gets behind me, and it's one of those where he's on a motorcycle.
Ah, they're sneaky.
Yeah, and you see him pull out of where they're sitting. And you know you're the only other car there.
Instantly.
Okay? So you know that he's coming after you.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, he decided to follow me for a while. I hate that.
Oh,
I hate
he's
it.
He gets so nervous.
He's tormenting you.
Yeah. Oh, if you're going to pull me over, boom.
Just do it.
Light me up. Light me up. Okay.
I agree.
He goes through three stoplights with me on my bumper on a motorcycle. Okay?
And you're just looking at him back there.
Oh, yeah. I'm staring at it. And then after the second stoplight, I thought, well, maybe it's not. Maybe he's just, you know, I'm being all paranoid.
Right.
Maybe the guy's just going to the same area I'm going to, right? No. Third stoplight. There we go. Okay? So I thought.
What's your plan? Show them your boobs?
No. We're talking about police officers here. Can you be serious?
I'm sorry.
Okay. People do that.
Yeah, and it works.
Really?
Carson knows.
I mean, not guys, but girls too. Yeah.
So, my plan was this, you know, with cops and the you know, all the news that's been out there lately and how they're not being respected in many ways or whatever. I thought I'd turn on the BJ charm.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
It is quite amazing, friends. If you've never seen the BJ charm, you don't know what you are missing as a human being.
Yeah, because when I reach down deep, it's there. Oh, it's just there.
Your sensitive side.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't see it on the surface. You don't see it on the surface sometimes, but Spadil, you've seen the charm before, haven't you?
Oh, it works like magic.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, my God. Reaching down deep, BJ.
So I reached down.
Yeah.
And I pulled up the charm, okay?
Uh-huh, yeah.
He walked up to the window, and first the thing I said to him was, buddy, I know what you're doing. You're doing your job, and I appreciate you.
Nice.
I appreciate people like you get up every day, go out, serve, and protect. You guys are the best. What was I doing wrong?
No, that's a good move.
That's what I said at the end of it. Because now he's pulled me over. And I'm talking before he talks.
I'm pulling up the chart. That's probably not annoying at all.
Okay. So he looked at me and he said, you know, I appreciate that.
Oh, good.
You know, we run into people all the time that, well, times have changed. I'll just put it that way. Okay.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, okay, this is working like a charm, baby.
Yeah.
I've got him right where I want him, right?
So did you show him your nuts?
You know what? No, I showed him my driver's license, registration, and insurance card. That's what I
That other part was better.
And then what happened? You got a ticket, didn't you?
$85.
I'm just saying there was a better way.
Yeah. I guess I should have
shown him the nuts.
Should have reached deeper. Yeah.
I don't know what happens.
Yeah, I got to pay my ticket today.
Do that.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie.
You know, sometimes we see these studies.
I love it.
And it's like, boy, what a waste of money.
The current
study this morning is that Americans over the age of 30 have been drinking more during the pandemic.
What?
Okay, there you go. No S, Sherlock.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, look at this.
No way.
Oh, Americans have been drinking more during the pandemic because you've been locked up at home for a couple of months there, right? And then it's just you got nothing else to do. Women have increased by 17%.
Oh, that's true.
In the drinking.
That's a little low, actually.
That's what I'm thinking.
In my cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Should be more like 70%.
Yeah.
Men are up 19%. Oh, so men's up more than women are. I don't know about that.
I think women are up more.
I think women are holding their own.
Well, no, I'll tell you why. Because really, everything is on us. I mean, you guys, no offense, but I mean, come on. You really don't deal with the kids.
Oh, we're going to go there. We're going to go there, okay? I got a 2.5-year-old, and yeah, I got to deal with it.
Yeah, but
we're going to go there.
As far as the online learning, y'all kind of just be like, oh, I got to go fix something.
Or I got a meeting.
Yeah, you don't deal with it at all, right? So there's, and I'm on Zoom calls with my son's school. Man, there are a lot of women drinking. They try to hide it, but we know.
On the call?
On the call, yeah. They're totally, yeah. Mm. And in fact, yesterday, it's kind of funny that you say that because I posted something on my personal page and it was just something, whatever. And then one of my friends, she wrote this whole long thing, like it was intense and really sad. And then all of a sudden the next day she wrote, I am so sorry I wrote all that. I was totally drinking.
Drink and posting.
Yeah, it's not a good combo at all. No. I mean, she wrote a lot. Yeah, so I think it is women. They're drinking way more.
Yeah, I would have to go with that. Yeah. I mean, I think you're right about that. All right, and then Coca-Cola is getting into the booze game.
What?
Coca-Cola's coming out with their own hard seltzer.
Oh, wow.
They've teamed up with Coors.
Really?
Coca-Cola will be launching the alcoholic version of its, is it called Topo Chico?
Yeah.
Topo Chico is sparkling water, along with the Molson Coors Corporation. Coca-Cola's first alcoholic drink in America. And it's going to launch right after the first of the year.
I wonder what that's going to be like. Is it going to have taste more like Coke or more like water?
Well, here's what they're saying in the very last sentence. The low-calorie drink will compete with the popular White Claw beverage.
Oh.
It's genius. I mean, they're dumb if they don't get in on this game.
Everybody's in on this seltzer thing. It is redonkulous.
And if you're Coca-Cola, for years, Coca-Cola and Pepsi had stood back and not let their brand be a part of anything to do with alcohol, right? Except a lot of people mixed, you know.
Oh, Jack and Coke.
With Coke and everything else. But they've stood back, and now I think they realize that this market's so huge, billions of dollars, they got to be a part of it, right?
Hey, Schmendil, see how much alcohol and calories are in it.
Okay.
Which one? The Coca-Cola one?
Yeah, because see, what I do is because if you are a good drinker like myself, what you try to do is find the highest alcohol content with the lowest calories. So right now, I'm in the...
No, it's when you... Yeah, smart.
That's great.
It's smart.
And so it's a true story. And so what I found is that Corona Seltzer has the highest alcohol content with the lowest calories.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's a home run, right?
I'm not kidding. It's like 70 calories, and I think it's like 7%.
So you get to your buzz faster.
Oh, and you're skinny.
And you're skinny buzzer, right?
Yeah.
You're buzzed all skinny.
Because I've been comparing all those, and I'll tell you that White Claw is not a good deal on the old calories to alcohol.
How many calories does it have?
Ooh, I think it has 90, right? Is that
something
right?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it has 90, and then it only has like 6%.
Yeah, Bud Light, they came out with the Bud Light Platinum Seltzer.
What's
and
that?
It's got 8% alcohol.
But how many calories?
I have no idea, but I'm pretty excited about it.
This one looks like it has 90 calories and it's 4.7%.
Oh, forget it. That's not even worth my time.
4%?
4% and all those calories. No. No, you have to, that's what you have to really look at.
Yesterday we were talking about Costco because Costco's come out with an eggnog. And then a couple of techs said it's been around for a couple of years, but according to the story we saw, it's brand new. This one is. But they've come out with an eggnog that's 15% alcohol.
Yeah.
All you would need is a thimble.
Well, you know, Bailey's is 17%. I might have had that the other day when it was cold.
Well, who's judging?
Thank you.
I mean, we're in a pandemic.
Exactly. It's not my fault.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah,
what
thanks.
You're supposed to do.
BJ and Jamie.
But you, I just want to make sure. I want to make sure.
We're still going at it.
I want to make sure.
Mr. President, can you let him finish, sir?
He doesn't know how to.
They're still going at it on TV.
Oh, my God.
They've been going at it for hours now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite impressive. I've never seen two grown men that can argue like that.
No, no, that's for a guy that's 78 and what's the other one? 73?
74 and 77.
77, 74. They've got some stamina.
They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good for them.
Pretty
and
impressive.
Now there's a rumor that Biden had some kind of secret thing on his wrist. Did you guys see that?
Like a microphone or something?
Well, they're calling it like an electric probe, and that this is so funny. So there's two theories out there that are really funny. Number one is that they like they zap him every time he's going down the wrong track.
Oh, really?
Like keep him in line?
Like a dog collar.
Yeah, and then that. So you'll see this on the and you guys will all crack up. And then the other one is that he has a lens on his eye that he has a teleprompter on.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like James Bond
it
stuff.
It really is. I just laugh that some of these people
yeah,
buy this
wow. crap.
I really do. I mean, you have to.
That's pretty impressive.
It's so
you got to admit it. Whomever came up with that stuff. That's good.
Yep.
All right, we have to get out of here. Have a great day today. The smoke is bad. It really is. And it looks like that the smoke's going to increase as the day goes along. So it's going to be
I am
be nasty.
Sneezing so bad.
Yeah.
Ugh. So you're sure it's not COVID? Because I feel a little COVID-y.
I'm going to go with the smoke today.
Yeah, because you had your windows open just like I did. I woke up and felt the same way.
I think it's COVID, you guys.
No, it's not COVID.
I think
you're coming
you wish
to work
it was
tomorrow.
COVID.
Oh, by the way, speaking of which, your Titans game got called off.
What do you mean?
It's gone.
What do you mean it's gone?
They called the game.
They postponed it.
For Sunday?
Yeah,
yes.
It's gone.
Oh, no.
Now, they're saying Monday or Tuesday.
Which I don't get. How does it go from one day?
They moved it one day.
Yeah, no, it's gone. It's canceled.
It's gone.
Yep.
Really? Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'll eventually play.
Uh-huh.
What?
Nothing.
The Broncos are still playing.
Yeah, uh-huh. Broncos are playing on Sunday, right? Or no,
they
Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Thursday.
Tomorrow
night,
oh,
right?
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah.
Have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.